At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Parts of the Oak Cliff neighborhood of Dallas is rapidly gentrifying, but some of its residents and community leaders are trying to preserve its cultural identity. KERA's Stella Chavez reports on a new art gallery which hopes to accomplish that.
Walking into Mercado Artesanal is like walking into one large international showroom. The walls and floors are lined with colorful sculptures and other artwork made across Latin America. It's the vision of Jorge Baldor, who founded the Latino Center for Leadership Development in Dallas. He went to middle school in Oak Cliff.
I think it's important that as Oak Cliff changes, particularly in Bishop Arts and Jefferson Boulevard, that, you know, was the main street of Oak Cliff when it was a separate city, that we recognize the importance of maintaining our culture and our history and staking our claim.
Patrons can meet the artists virtually. That's why iPads are everywhere.
When you come to the gallery and you find a piece of pottery that you find interesting that you like, well, we have videos of these artisans that actually made that piece and showing them how they do it, how many generations of their families have been doing it.
Baldor says some of the artists will be flown in once a month to teach workshops. Delma Gorostieta grew up in Oak Cliff. As she toured the gallery and its cafe, she was excited.
I don't live here anymore, but my parents still live right down the street, and I still love coming here and seeing how much it's changing, and especially for the better, right? Because this is a lot of, like, minority community. So to see it develop into something, not just completely trying to gentrify it for other people to come in.
The welcome mat is out in the form of a statue. The late Mexican singer Juan Gabriel stands at the entrance, his arms open wide. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
In today's Vital Signs, food for the brain. The right nutrients can help keep your brain sharp. I talked about this with Maggie Boyd, a registered dietitian with Parkland Hospital System.
Explain this connection between food and the brain.
So the brain's primary source of fuel is carbohydrates. Examples include starches like breads and rice, starchy vegetables, dairy products, and fruit. Those carbohydrates are broken down to sugar in a form called glucose. And your brain uses glucose as its main source of energy.
Some of those foods you just mentioned, though, are some of the things people tell us maybe to stay away from or not to eat too much of, but you're saying no.
Since your brain's primary source of fuel is going to be glucose, carbohydrates, you need some carbohydrates to keep you fueled throughout the day. If you're not eating enough carbs, you're essentially restricting your brain of its fuel source it prefers. You're going to have less energy for your brain to function at its highest capacity.
Let's say I have an important test tomorrow. What would be a good idea, say, for breakfast in the morning?
Spoiler alert, unfortunately for the general public, there's nothing that you can kind of eat tonight to do better on a test tomorrow. So over the long term, if you're getting adequate carbohydrates, adequate nutrition, so eating brightly colored foods and vegetables throughout the day, eating well-rounded meals, you're going to set yourself up for success. But, you know, if you want to try and eat a bunch of oranges to avoid a cold or to get mentally sharper the next day, you're not going to find a quick nutrition fix to get smarter tomorrow.
I'm trying to do research for this about what foods were considered good for the brain. So let me run some of these by you to see what you think.
Okay.
Oil-based salad dressings.
The key word is oil-based.
Okay.
So your brain is about 60% fat. So omega-3s are a type of healthy fat known as DHA, EPA, and those are found in fatty fishes, salmon, mackerel, tuna. Those serve as the building blocks to your brain. So it's really important when you're in childhood to be getting adequate amount to make sure you're building your brain.
Dark green leafy vegetables.
The nutrients behind the dark green leafy vegetables, there's some vitamin K in there. And brightly colored fruits, kind of the blue and the violets.
Berries are here as well.
Yeah, so they have some antioxidants. And the idea is if you eat these foods that are antioxidants, you prevent against oxidative damage in your brain.
Which is what?
If a free radical is coming in. So free radical can be thought of as if someone's smoking a cigarette and you breathe in that smoke, it can cause damage to your brain.
Okay.
Same thing with cancer cells. So vitamin C, so in your oranges, it's known as an antioxidant. So The idea is if you eat those, you'll prevent your brain from getting damaged. But it's that long term. You want them steady throughout the day, throughout your life. Just one meal that's not going to prevent it tomorrow.
It's not going to make a difference. Okay. Avocado?
So it's going to have some of the healthy fats in there. So avocado could kind of be tied into getting healthy fats in your diet.
Okay. Sunflower seeds.
That's another omega-3. So your healthy fat sources are typically going to be from non-animal products. If you think of fats that are coming from plant-based sources, so kind of your salad dressing, your nuts, those are healthy sources of fat.
So peanut butter is included?
Yes, that works.
Are there any foods you should stay away from to maintain a healthy brain?
Omega-3s are your healthy fats, and they have anti-inflammatory properties. Omega-6s have pro-inflammatory properties. So omega-6s are known as your unhealthy fats. So it's your fats that's found in fast food products and packaged foods. And those can exacerbate inflammatory symptoms. So those can slow you down cognitively, physically, mentally. So it's best to avoid processed packaged foods that are going to slow you down.
Finally, what else should you try to keep your brain sharp beyond nutrition?
Making sure you're getting enough sleep, eating well-rounded meals, kind of eating to fuel your mind and body, and then managing your stress.
Maggie Boyd, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.
Maggie Boyd is a registered dietitian with Parkland Hospital System. In the forecast, look for cloudy skies with a high near 68 this afternoon. Temperatures will drop to around 58 overnight, mostly cloudy then. Cloudy again tomorrow, but then it should turn mostly sunny later on, leaving us with a high near 74. It's 56 degrees now in Dallas, 58, or rather 55 in Fort Worth, 50 in Wichita Falls, and 59 degrees in Tyler.